Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. For that, neuropsychologist from Marshfield Clinic in Eau Claire, Dr. Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Is it? I haven't been outside yet. I'm looking out my window and it looks pretty nice.
But yeah, very nice.
Wasn't sure what the temperatures are going to be. That's
it's going to be warm.
Thing, so.
Yeah, going to be the warm day of the week, actually. 87 today. So
that's warm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's definitely warm. I'll be glad that I worked inside today.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That air conditioning, welcome. Yeah, and we've got around here, we've got, like, depending on the room you're in, the temperature varies based on that. So, you know how that can go sometimes.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to one verse later, Galatians 2:14 today. But I don't know, you had one, maybe two posts yesterday on Facebook. And this has been kind of bothering you this week in terms of, and I'm looking at one, violent rhetoric. Violent action.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, so a couple of things. I think one of the things that I've been bothered by lately and that's been stirring for me is the tendency to witness Christians using violent language or kind of hate-filled language towards people with whom they might disagree. And, you know, I think they oftentimes will claim that it's in defense of the truth, but all the people with whom they're disagreeing here is hate. And so when they try and come back around and talk about a God who loves them, people just can't hear that because all they see from Christians is hate. And I think the other thing that comes across to me with the violent rhetoric, so the words people use, is that for some people that actually gives away to violent action. You know, words plant ideas, and ideas, if they're given growth, can sometimes lead to really negative outcomes. And so I think as Christians, we have to be very cautious about guarding our tongues. And it seems recently I have not seen a lot of that, and that's concerning to me.
Yeah, I guess one former media member politician made some comments, I think, over the weekend that I was just, like, taken aback by in that regard. But along those lines, Dan White Jr., who we're both fans of, said this in the last day, some of the fiercest discipleship working on Christians today is the ever-present visibility of the two-party political system pitted against each other, us versus them, characterizing others in the worst possible way. He says so many are taking their cues for how to engage from that example. So,
right, exactly. And I think sometimes I wonder if as Christians in the whirlwind of our current climate, we forget who we are. And, you know, we're called to be people of love and peace and grace and mercy. And I think when things get ramped up, we forget that and we don't live from that place.
Yeah. And I think, again, in closing, we'll get to Galatians 2:14, but I think the us versus them, don't fall for it in terms of it's a lesser thinking. If you want to say you're a person of the book, here's what the book says. Ephesians 6 says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And 2 Timothy 2 closes out by saying, gently instruct those who oppose you that God may grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, setting them free from Satan who's taken them captive to do his will. So, again, this is an idea that, you know, flesh and blood is not your enemy.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, I think as Christians, hopefully we can recognize that we're all in this together. And I think that word gentleness in the 2 Timothy verse you mentioned is spot on. And I think that's a good reminder for us.
Well, you know what? We just solved that problem this morning. So that's a huge lift here early in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure we'll be on the national news for that today. So
Galatians 2:14, what does it say?
Yeah, it says, when I saw that they were not following the truth of the gospel message, I said to Peter in front of all the others, since you, a Jew by birth, have discarded the Jewish laws and are living like a Gentile, why are you now trying to make these Gentiles follow the Jewish traditions?
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle that one verse this way, two paragraphs. Paul confronted Peter's hypocrisy, reminding him of the truth and freedom the gospel offers, because it was not only Peter who acted this way, Paul addressed him in front of the group. You cannot follow Jewish rules in one circumstance and not another, and then expect those who are not Jewish to follow the rules that you do not even follow consistently. unquote. Finally, you say, beloved, the same goes for you. You cannot dictate the behaviors of others when you do not practice them yourself, and your freedom, live a life of consistency. Final thought.
Yeah, for me, it just even ties into what we were already talking about. You know, as free people, to try and live lives of love consistently, whether it's in our workplace or our home or online, and just wanting to consistently reflect the love of Christ.
We're going to be jumping up and down on this love thing until Jesus takes us home, aren't we?
Amen. Absolutely. 100%. That's the case.
The love trampoline. We jump up and down on it every morning. Thank you, Jason.
All right.
Birthdays for today, Flag Day, June 14th. And, all right, we're getting a song. Somebody wants to hear a Johnny Cash song on Flag Day. All right, we'll have to put the search team out for that one. All right, in the meantime, though, we turn to Facebook. And the former co-host of this show, turning a year older today, Matt Selvig, hitting his mid-40s today. You know him as Matza Matt these days. He's been the Gordy's guru since he left the gig here in 2009. We had 7-plus years together co-hosting this show. He was the main host. I did the news. We had a lot of fun. He's still a Vikings fan. I'm still a Packers fan. And so, there you go. I saw a headline yesterday I wanted to ask him about, because it said, by letting Dalvin Cook go, the Vikings are taking steps to get closer to be a Super Bowl contender. I guess salary cap stuff. Anyhow, we wish him the best in the Packers year one with Jordan Love around the corner in a few months. So happy birthday, Matt. We're going to maybe try to reach out to him with a wake-up call. Let him sleep right now, though. Good grief. Yeah. In the meantime, what a great fella he is, though. What a great brother in the Lord, right? So energy-filled and enthusiastic, and it's just a ton of fun.
We've got a Win It Wednesday coming up. A little bit of a competition going on here. We are going to play just a snippet of a tune, and we want you to guess which artist it is. It could be a modern artist, one from days gone by, who knows. All we want is for you to call in and give us your best guess for who this is, to come away with a prize. Got that clip coming up in just a moment, but get your phones ready. Put your ear up to the radio, whatever it takes to get this set. What do we got for the prize, Mark? I felt weird calling you Mark. I don't know if I'm going to do that again.
Yeah, you can call me Dad. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Mark, yeah, that works. Yeah. You're going to be like 22. You can call
That's
me Mark.
True. We'll
you can call
see.
Me Dad. You can call me Ray.
Well, okay.
There used to be a commercial. You can call me Ray. You can call me Johnson.
Time,
anyhow, don't call me late for supper is what they say. All right, so.
Timeless.
Yeah, 723-2555. Same prize as yesterday in terms of we got, again, a Culver's double deluxe value basket plus a two-scoop raspberry sundae, and a Micah Tyler CD new today on the line here this morning. But we've been doing this, celebrating 50 years of broadcasting, and so we've kind of shifted. For a while, we were saying name the year of the song. Now we go to name the mystery artist.
Yes.
Yesterday, you had to name the mystery artist that Peggy Halverson was a fan of. It turned out to be Micah Tyler, kind of a new fan there going, he's really good. Played his new song, Praise the Lord, earlier this morning. So here is a four-second clip of an artist we've played a lot of. I have to not reveal whether it's a group or a solo male or female artist, so I'm kind of guarding that. But here we go. Here's the clip. Yeah, boy, big giveaway, huh? All right, let's hear it again. Let me stop the Price is Right music and hear it again. So you don't have to name the song, but at least name the artist for us.
The artist of the tune,
yes,
if it comes to mind.
723-255-5572-2555. We've played a lot of this artist's music over many years.
Mm.
Seems where it says it get done. Back to the prices, right? But anyhow, that's the way we got it going here on WWIB. And
all
people
right.
want to get in.
Excited for this first guess.
Yeah. And I can almost guess what this first guesser is going to say. But let's find out. Hi, WWIB. Who is that?
D.D. John. And I'm just guessing. Is it Phillips, Craig, and Dean?
You know what? Maybe some week it would be. And that would be great if you got it in the first try. But Dawson, let's note these wrong answers.
We'll
and that is not
track them.
That is not the correct answer. Thanks, 723-2555 for a Culver's Double Deluxe Value Basket. I mean, yeah, not just deluxe. I mean, we're talking double deluxe and the two-scoop raspberry sundae and the Micah Tyler CD. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Gail, and I'm calling from Chautauqua.
Hey, Gail, who is that?
Is it Michael W. Smith?
Michael W. Smith. It is not him. Sorry. So 723-2555. Who is the mystery artist? Let's give it a listen. Again, one more time. Played this artist a lot in our 50 years of broadcasting. All right, any more guesses this morning at 723-2555? So far, Dawson, who have we had guessed?
It's not Phillips Craig and Dean. It's not Michael W. Smith.
All right, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda.
Hi. Is it Keith Green?
Keith Green. We've played a lot of his music over the years. Left us way too early in July of 82. No, it's not Keith Green. So 0-for-3 this morning, our very smart listeners. Hi, WWIB. Who do you think it is?
Casting Crowns.
Casting Crowns. Another great artist going with the group, and it's not Casting Crowns. So 0-for-4. Take a couple more guesses here this morning. WWIB. Hi.
Hey there. Amy Grant.
Amy Grant. It's not Amy Grant. Thanks.
More guesses coming in on a Win It Wednesday. We want you to take it home. All we need is your guess for who is behind this song.
All right, we're going to wait until 7:45 because the guesses have run out. So, again, 723-2555, asking you to tell us who this mystery artist is right here. All right, because I'm so kind-hearted, I'm going to take one more guess. Hi, you're on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Morning, Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites for sure. He is my favorite, but it's not Stephen Curtis. So I think we're 0-for-6, so we'll give it a rest now and go back to it later. All right, round two of Win It Wednesday, and we really want to get a winner here before 8 at 723-2555, don't we, Dawson?
We are looking for a winner for our Win It Wednesday to come away with the Value Basket, the two-scoop sundae, and the CD.
Yeah, and it's not just any old Value Basket. This one is a double deluxe.
That's what's shown on the ticket. You can get whatever Value Basket you're looking for at Culver's Delicious Food if you've been there, if you haven't.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard of the reputation, but if you know, you know. You know, best food. Some really great food.
All right, so we play a clip of a song, and you tell us what artist it is, and we're even open to giving you a hint. I don't have any longer clip than I had last time, so here we go. All right, so again, you know, last time we were doing this contest, it sometimes was just, you know, a second or so, so we've extended it to 4 seconds. Here we go one more time. All right, so can you identify the artist? Not the song, but at least the artist. And, well, we've got a guesser, so let's go to the phones. Hi, WWIB.
Hi.
Who is that?
Yeah, hi. This is Tom. And okay. It's Stephen Curtis Chapman.
We had Stephen Curtis Chapman guessed already.
Guess again.
Oh.
We'll tell you what. We'll give you a hint, Tom. It is a female soloist. It's a female vocalist, female artist. Okay, so there's your hint.
Lauren Daigle.
Lauren Daigle. It's not Lauren. All right, Dawson, what wrong answers do we have so
far? Yeah, good question. We started with Phillips, Craig, and Dean, Michael W. Smith, Keith Green, Casting Crowns, Amy Grant, Stephen Curtis Chapman, and Lauren Daigle most recently.
But we have acknowledged that it is a female artist, so that should help you for the Culver's Double Deluxe Value Basket, the Two Scoop Sundae, and also the Micah Tyler CD. So 723-2555, the WIB Wake Up Show. Hi, who is it? What female vocalist?
Is it Natalie Grant?
It is not Natalie Grant.
Nope. Thanks for trying, though. 723-2555, WWIB. What female vocalist is it?
Laura Story.
Laura Story.
We're big fans. My wife and I have read one or two books from her. She's got quite a story, in fact, but it's not her. But it makes me think of her song, Blessings, would be a great one to play before 9. Good morning, WWIB. What female vocalist?
It makes me think of Kathy Tricoli.
Kathy Tricoli. Somebody guessed her yesterday, I think, right out of the shoot. It is not Kathy Tricoli. Sorry about that. All right. Again, we want to get a winner. We really, really do. We've given you a big, juicy hint here. Hi, WWIB.
Is it Amy Grant?
She's been guest already.
Yes, guess again.
I can't think of one.
All right. All right, thanks.
That's all right. Thanks for calling in.
All right, boy, we really wanted to do something else at 8:15, so... What female vocalist is this? We've played a lot of her music through the years. All right, somebody else thinks they know. Hi, WWIB.
Hi, is it Francesca?
Francesca Battistelli.
It's not.
No, it's not. Sorry. Yeah, Francesca, she's been at One Fest before and had a chance to see her, even ask her a question at Life Fest. So, all right, we ran out of guesses like running out of gas here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Tougher than expected, perhaps. Hey, you know, what can you do? Just trying to give them a tough one, see what they can do with it. And I can't say that I'd be able to guess it either, so yeah. I can't blame them.
All right, so I'll tell you what. I'll give you another hint. It is not this artist because we're going to play her music right now. It is not Ellie Holcomb.
All right, we're getting back to our contest now. A look at this... tune, a different tune than before, same artist, mystery artist. If you guess it, you're coming away with a value basket from Culver's and a two scoop sundae from Culver's, as well as a CD from Micah Tyler that's new today. Here is that artist. That sound more familiar? Here it is.
Yeah, so
more
it's
time.
A better known song, mm-hmm. but it's a shorter clip. It's 2 seconds rather than four, but a better known song. Give it a listen. All right,
call
so
in.
Who is that female vocalist? 723-2555. We've had Amy Grant, Kathy Tricoli, Lauren Daigle guest.
Ellie Holcomb.
Yep. So which one is it? 723-2555. This first caller thinks they know.
Say that one more time.
Sandy Patty.
Sandy Patty?
No, not Sandy Patty. Sorry about that. And again, that's an artist we heard a lot of through the years. 723-2555. We can keep it going. Hi, you're on the WIB Wake Up Show. Oh, we got that.
Mandisa?
Good
not
guess.
Quite.
We played her earlier this morning. It was not Mandisa. We can keep it. We can keep them flowing. All right. Hi, you're on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your guess?
Sarah Groves.
You think that's who it? Do you think you even know the song?
Yeah.
What song?
When the saints go marching.
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
Congratulations. We weren't sure if we were going to get one. Thanks for calling in, man. Happy to get a winner and give you your value basket and two scoop sundae from Culver's.
Who are we talking to?
It's Nathan from Aliva.
Nathan Fitzgerald. Yeah, When the Saints by Sarah Groves.
Well, in the interest of this sort of forecast, filling you on something you might not know but like to know, I'd like to inform you why you wake up 5 minutes before the alarm clock. I'm sure this has happened to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my alarm clock typically for right before, but sometimes you know, 5 minutes or even more.
Yeah,
actually.
Absolutely. This sensation that we've all experienced, peculiar, you know, feeling of anticipating in your sleep. If you often wake up minutes before your alarm clock goes off, according to research out of Germany, anticipating the time you want to rise seems to be a trigger for the release of hormones normally secreted by the body in times of stress. About an hour before you've planned to get to bed, these secretions increase in preparation for the stress of waking. Our bodies, in other words, note the time we hope to begin our day and gradually prepare us for consciousness, not unlike a snooze button.
We got our own built-in snooze button.
Apparently so.
The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, and we got a friend in studio, Sandy Polzin, Executive Director of Hope Gospel Mission. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mark and Dawson Halverson sharing the studio with Sandy. And, wow, Hope Gospel. I remember Mark Donnelly back in the day getting things rolling. And and here we are 25 years later.
We are so blessed that Hope Gospel Mission has been able to serve the community for, 25 years. And so Mark and Cindy, they just answered that beautiful call, and they couldn't get it out of their heart and their spirit. They knew they needed to say yes to the Lord, because homelessness and addiction and people who are lost was heavy on their mind. And we want to celebrate. So we want to invite the community a week from today, next Wednesday. We're having a 25-year celebration picnic from 11 to 2. And it's actually going to be at the Hope Renewal Center for Men on 2650 Mercantile Drive. And so we aren't really necessarily going to make people pay, but we're asking for $2.50 to help defray the cost so the mission doesn't
have to. 25 years, $2.50, get it? Yeah.
And just makes sense.
And you, yes, exactly. And you can buy that for, you know, 10 friends if you want to and bring them. But we think it's going to be pretty huge because we've invited the chamber and the community. We've invited everyone. So we're planning on having a very big celebration. There's going to be brats or hot dogs and some music, some tours, door prizes. We have some fun little surprises for the community when they come out. But we're just asking the Chippewa Valley to come and show their support for Hope Gospel Mission because our residents deserve that. And we are serving the least of these, and these sweethearts come to us completely broken, and they become beautiful. And so we just want to keep on keeping on and doing what we're called to do.
Yeah.
And we just are so grateful for this opportunity.
Absolutely.
I would like to hear, Sandy, that is exciting, again, next week, 11 to 2, and that's why we're having you on. 1 week to get ready, 1 week to put it on your calendar, 1 week to plan to be there a week from today. But it would be interesting either now or to record with you off air in terms of kind of the timeline of Hope Gospel, because with all the bargain centers and in multiple cities and what you've done with men and the hope for women and children, I mean, it's just been, it's been amazing.
It has been. It's been amazing. It's been an incredible big leap. Every couple of years, it seems that the Lord puts a social enterprise on our hearts, whether it's Mondovi, Menominee, Chippewa. Of course, there's Building Hope over off by past Star Avenue. And, of course, then our beautiful new building we built a few years ago for the men that has our offices located in it, too. And then Women with Children a couple of years ago, right during the pandemic. We serve mamas with babies on their sweet little hips. And we had our hearts broken every time they would come to our door, just to our women's facility, because we weren't equipped to care for kids. And now we are. And so God is up to something mighty, because we are in the process of a capital campaign for a school for our men and women to serve them in our school called, it's going to be called Hope Learning Center.
And so you've had the Solomon Learning Center.
We do, but it's tiny and small, and the staff and the residents are crawling over each other, and we're growing exponentially. And so we're right smack dab in the middle of a capital campaign that we're going to be raising funds to allow them to have a beautiful, healthy building to learn in with computers and chairs and desks, just like everyone else deserves, right?
So where would that be located?
It's going to be right next to the Hope Renewal Center for Men, so right there on Mercantile Drive. We have a lot of support. We have a steering committee and our amazing advisory committee. And so we're going full force with that. And then we're going to tease the public right now and let you know we're super, super intrigued and interested in building another bargain center somewhere here in Chippewa Falls. So we believe God's doing that too. So we're
broken right here on the Live Wake Up Show.
So we're looking for buildings, looking for land. We'll just see what God does with that. We have to finish our amazing next project, which is letting them have a beautiful facility, just like this station is beautiful. Well, they need to have a spot that's not so squished. They're really literally sharing chairs and thighs are hitting, and that's not a good learning environment.
It's time to build a
new building, and it's not huge. It's just big enough that it will last, you know, for a couple decades again.
Sure.
Well, Sandy Polzine from Hope Gospel Mission, again, breaking some news there in terms of potential looking at Chippewa Falls, the Bargain Center, and also the capital campaign for the Learning Center. How much are you trying to raise for that?
We are trying to raise $1.8 million.
Okay.
And we're halfway there.
Wow. There you go. So if anybody can do it, Hope Gospel and the Lord, they can do it. And so, again, but 1 week from today, hey, stop in between 11 and 2, celebrating 25 years right at the Men's Center.
There. It's going to be so fun.
Men's
so
Shelter.
Super grateful. And you're going to see more of these beautiful events celebrating the 25 years of Hope Gospel Mission throughout the year.
Fantastic. Sandy, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, celebrating 25 years, looking back and looking ahead to a week from now to commemorate all that time, all that incredible work.